Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Finance Friday with me, Jill, and Justin.
Yeah.
And just before the show, we were talking about how well Justin's doing with collecting and fulfilling funding orders. So, Justin, take it away. Tell us about what's going on, what happened this week, and what's been going on in your world.
I feel like it's been a while. I mean, I miss you guys. It's been a while since we've had Finance Friday, but I know we both groups have been busy. And right now, we have just hit we have sold out of our fund, then came back, filled back up, and then released more. This week, I just ran the numbers right now, and I'm going to read through them real fast. So we have about 405 grand in cash out working, worth 1.2 million in value, and the average purchase price is 15,000 bucks. So when you see these deals and we're like, oh yeah, 405, that doesn't sound like a lot in big banking terms. But when you think about each deal that we're doing and the inventory that we have, and seeing that come back to people, we've sent a lot of money back out to our clients where they've received about $500,000 back from us by working with us so far this year. So, I mean, it's awesome to see some of the new investors getting to get a taste of some bigger margins. We are in 16 states right now with property, multiple properties in multiple states and some of those states, but 16 total states. And we've got some great stuff on the horizon that's coming up. So it's crazy to think that, hey, we tell you it works in every state. It really does. It's just sometimes you need a little bit of a push and to make sure you have the confidence of funding teams behind you.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite, from an economic standpoint, what's your favorite type deal?
I always go back to this because I love the bread and butter of it. It's low risk, high reward, in my opinion, is I love the 10 to 15 sell for 30 to 45,000. I can't get away from that. And I call it the bass boat property. Yeah. Because the guy that buys it, he'll buy a RV, he'll buy a Harley, he'll buy a bass boat. He's got a 401k. He makes $100,000 a year. He's not calling you worried about a $2,000 property, whether he's going to be able to do this or live in his yurt or whatever. This guy knows what he wants. He goes out and he has the money or the means to get it. You close through title, they wire their money, you get paid, and you're off to the races on the next one. So that's my bread and butter.
I mean, that's right before we actually connected with you. I was asking Jill, like, how's it going? And she said the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a couple properties come in that we funded that are $60,000, $65,000. They're great properties. Their value's up into 200 grand. And I'm bringing that down because I know the properties over $100,000 don't sell very fast. They sit on your market. They sit on the market for 60 days, 90 days, 180 days, depending on the weather and the time of year. What we have seen, that quick turn is that $30,000 property. It sells in about 30 days. And that's, we're seeing 115% return on investment on cash deals. Like, that's what we're seeing. That's pretty consistent. We've got enough data now, so we know we can build the property stack and say, hey, let's make it a fund or whatever else we want to do with it. We've got the data behind it now to back it. And that's the cool thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. How about geography? What's your favorite?
I love trees and mountains. I'm a sucker for that. And I've seen some great properties that I'm like, oh, I want this property for myself. Like, we bought one and we just funded it. It's in Ponderay, Washington. And I don't mind talking counties because we've got them all over. So, I mean, I know it works everywhere, but we found a cabin on it and it's a brand new cabin, 2 years old. The trees are 56 inches in diameter, cedar around it. So, I mean, there are massive trees around it. It's got a river through it. Definitely a neat property. A little hard to get to, but it's definitely a neat property.
That's cool. I don't pay that much attention to it. You look at it, trees are on there. All I know is, wow, we're killing it over in that part of the country.
Like, yeah.
I'm looking at my list right here. I tell you, the Virginia area is really moves fast for us.
It's hot right now.
And I got a couple, just for whatever reason. I got some great, I'm looking at my deals, some California deals, which I love. Colorado, that's another great hot place for us. Mm-hmm. They've got to have the access.
Yep.
I'm just looking at two right now that I had to rent line yesterday. Because I'm like, they're gorgeous, beautiful. Yeah. I mean, Larimer County, Colorado, it's just gorgeous up there. I personally know that area. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, how am I going to get there? How are you going to get there?
Yeah.
So it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's the hard thing. We see those deals come in and you're like, it's beautiful. You get it down, kicked right. And then you're looking for that road to get it and you just can't get in.
Exactly.
So. Colorado, we get some there. California, we don't really get much in California. So I think it's cool to me because y'all offer the same product and we do it pretty close to the same way and we look for the same things. But the California crowd kind of goes to y'all. And and you have some East Coast stuff. We've seen a lot in Virginia. We've got some stuff in Maine, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Oregon, Utah, you know, Idaho, Virginia. We've got some Kentucky. But we see ours kind of spotty. We're like that oddball group that they come to us with these oddball things. And we're like, what is this? Like, I had one in Florida this week. It was an equestrian property. It had a street view. So I'm looking at street view on it. It's like 20 acres. And I'm like, man, this is the value. This dude is getting it for like, let's say $40,000. Everything around it selling for $250,000. And I'm like, man, this is a home run. And then I'm noticing there's 6 practice horse racing tracks within 10 miles of this property.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, has it been, it's been cut. It was cut in 2008. Did they root it? Because that's huge for equestrian people. They have to root it so the horse doesn't run around, trip on a stump and break its leg. You don't want a $500,000 racehorse breaking a leg. So it's little details like that that you have to notice and pick up. So.
Wow. You look at these deals very specifically.
Yeah, I do. And that's the fun part for me. That's, you know, when we talk about what do you like about this business, I like looking at the deal and like picking it apart and understanding every angle of it.
Right.
But, you know, we've gotten pretty good at it. I like to say, you know, we've gotten to where we're seeing stuff. I had a guy reach out to me on a property and we had one in California and it was like a $15,000 or $16,000 deal. Comp showed it should be worth in the mid hundreds. And I'm like, man, on the surface, it looks like a home run. We found an old zoning code that wasn't going to allow it. And there was like a 400 strip of an easement ran through the middle of this 20 or 40 acres, whatever it was. Nice. And I was like, dude, we need to check on that. And we did. And they're like, oh yeah, you can't do anything with it. It's just like, it was like a conservatory watershed property.
Wow.
It's on the 5, beautiful mountains, access is great, but you can't do anything with it. So what do you do?
Pass.
Yeah, you don't. You pass, and so you're like, okay, whew, saved him $15,000, saved me $15,000, and you know, and you know, they say thank you.
Exactly.
Some guys get mad, and then they go shop at 3 other places, and they come back and like, okay, we get it, man.
No, yeah. I mean, I've never had anybody get mad. I've only had them say, whoops, thank you.
Yeah.
Check that.
Yeah.
Glad, and that's the whole point of this deal funding too. I love it. We're another pair of eyes.
Yep. No, you're exactly right.
Great for the managers, the people that come with us at the deals.
There's so many ways to go with this. We're launching I just redeveloped our old school CRM into Airtable, and we're relaunching our adverse possession operation, which I had before Jill. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it's a massive high volume, buy it for very little through adverse possession and resell it online. So there's just so many ways to go through it, but they all kind of come back to taking a look at an asset when it comes in, assessing whether or not the purchase price is acceptable and can you double your money?
Yep.
You know, and then there's a lot of reasons why that can't happen and a lot of reasons how it could happen or should happen or will happen.
Right.
And everybody's process is a little bit different, but it's, you know, I'm always actually pretty amazed at some of the stuff that comes in where the fundamentals of that, what I just described, are completely missing.
Yeah.
And so, and it's almost always people that are not Land Academy members.
No, you hit the nail on the head. Our consulting we do with Casual Fridays, 85 to 90% of it is from a different course. And that's a testament to the basics you get taught in Land Academy. And like with Land Academy and any entrepreneur, what you look at is that you want to take the basics that you learn and you want to make it your own from there. That's exactly what we do. So now I do something a little bit different than what you taught us, but our inbound flow is still the same. Like we still do blind offers and I see people come in. I had a guy yesterday that told me he did 12,000 neutral letters last quarter.
What's a neutral letter?
Are you just send it, said, hey, I'm interested in buying land. And I'm like,
wow.
I was like, oh man, you're kidding me. Right. And he's like, no, dude. He's like, I'm all in. I'm ready to do this. And he had gotten a few deals, lost a few contracts because he was trying to hold the contracts. And we were doing a deal review. It wasn't a big thing, but he's from another group. And he's like, well, how did y'all get so, like, you have KPIs in place for, you know, if you send this many mailers, you're going to get this many properties and you know how much to offer. I said, well, we take what they taught us and then we adjusted the system. And as we got through it, I mean, 3 years later, we've adjusted our system to where we know, hey, this is a win. This is a loss. When we got rid of putting the road access was a big thing for us on our contingency. With that dropped our volume of calls and things on it. Cause people read it and they're like, oh, we don't have road access. It's not legal, unobstructed. We're gone. That changed our inbound flow a ton. And now we can use the base thing at Pat Live. We're not going over the minutes, even if we run 1,500 to 3,000 pieces of mail a month. Yeah. So it's neat. But yeah, I was sick when I saw that 12,000 pieces of mail. I was like, oh no, if we would have done 12,000 mailers, I said, you would not have to send any more mail for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Exactly. Blind offer. So we would have sent it as a blind offer.
How much did that cost that guy too?
70 cents a letter.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Yeah. So it's
calling him saying, of course I want to sell at retail.
Yeah, sure. What he told me, he had 467 leads to go through still.
Oh my God.
And I said, are you joking with me? He's like, no, man. And the cool thing was the guy has a young family like me. He's within a year in my age. So it was just click. Like it was a 15-minute call is what it should have been. We talked for an hour, like an old buddy. And it was just like, man, I really want to see this guy do well. Yeah. We just got to tweak some things, just a few little things. And so, and that's the cool thing about, we take the basics and you tweak those as you get going through. Cause he knew how to comp properties. He knew how to do all that. It's just the inbound flow is a little bit different.
Yeah. You learn.
That's
you learn, you know? Yeah. And he probably won't do that again. Once he, once he tries sending out real offers,
yeah,
the exact group he wants and only has to deal with a fourth of those calls, but they're all good calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the response, you can gauge everything by the response that you get from a mailer, mm-hmm, and then just adjust it for on the next one.
Yeah.
And on the next one and on the next one. So we're actually actively looking for another transaction coordinator because of the inbound of calls. You know, we've been doing this for so many years that mailers that we send out are incredibly effective. Mm-hmm. Our only problem in our whole business model now is having someone who answers a phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who can process that deal correctly and make sure the seller's happy about it and follows through on the transaction
at the volume we want.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's our last issue. Focus on building up that team more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our only thing.
If we had 10 transaction coordinators, we would literally that day times 10 the number of deals we're doing.
Totally.
Oh, wow. Money's not the problem.
Yeah.
The sell side's not the problem. We sell every property, every single property we buy, with very, very few exceptions. So it's just all about staffing and processing deals.
It's building that machine.
You'd think it would be money, or you'd think it would be something else that would hold you up.
Yep. I heard a term the other day, and it was a neat term, and I have never heard it before. It's called financial gravity, making decisions based on your financial needs versus the right decision. And a lot of us early on in our companies, starting out, you have a company now. If you don't realize that and you're in the land business and you're listening to this, you have a company. We make decisions based on, we need to make this money. We have this why we need it versus what's the right idea for you in the long term. And so to me, that quote or that term just hit home, because it's like, hey, I see so many of these people with their first mailer get a bad deal back and they have to make it work just so they don't go bust. And it's like, hey, no, take a breath, make the right call, buy the type of property you expect to buy if you were buying property, and do the marketing the same way. Spend that money and do the things.
There's so many ways that term applies to how people make decisions every day. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, I've got $10,000 in my checking account. That's all I can spend on acquisitions.
Right. Yeah. It's not true.
So not true.
Mm-hmm. We have proven that's not true with y'all's investment stuff and my private funding stuff. We've proven there's more money out there for you.
And land tank.
And land tank as well. Yeah. Land tank as well.
You know, I had a finance professor in college, and I walked in the first day. I said this on the show a while ago. Walked in the first day, and on the cashboard was this sentence. On the chalkboard was this sentence: cash kills companies.
Yep.
Oh. And it's absolutely true. And that's financial gravity.
Yep.
If you're going to judge your life by your checking account, bank balance, and not what you know or the processes that you know or how, you know, what you've accumulated knowledge-wise up to that point, that's not good.
Yep.
You know, you're probably going to walk around with your head hanging more often than not.
My head's hanging right now because we have so much money out working that I'm like, maybe I should dial it back a little bit. I don't know. Jessica's like, we're going to go on vacation this summer, right? And I'm like, I don't know. Let's sell some property. No, it's great. And you're exactly right. The cash kills. If your cash is sitting in your company and not doing anything, it's not working. It's not generating more wealth for you. And that's the name of this game, is it has to turn. It has to compound. It has to continue to grow. And my best advice to anybody is to make the money turn three times before you celebrate with a big purchase. And once you get to that third time, you can spoil yourself a little bit, but keep it going. Because that third time, if, you know, say if we did $10,000, we buy one property, We sold it for 30. We buy three properties with that. We sold it for 90 now. We do it mm-hmm. three more times. Now we're at $250,000 in free cash that was right. off that 10,000. So you can go. Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We've been teaching that exact concept for years and years
yeah.
and years.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, once that happens, once you hit that point, mm-hmm. you should be just like, honing in on the systems yep. and you know, like we are still, even after this many years, mm-hmm. honing on the systems and trying to make them better, get a better transaction coordinator in there or another one or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you can make it your career after doing what you just described.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, you're exactly right. And we've seen plenty of Land Academy members do that. I saw y'all's poll where 33% have quit their jobs. It's because they did that and they invested in themselves and then they still do deals. And when they run out of money, they call, you know, y'all or call us at Plum and, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They keep building. They keep growing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the cool thing. That's the shakeup to this industry I think it needed for us. It was like that one little piece that was missing is nobody wanted to take chance on land. And, you know, we brought it up to y'all that, hey, is this something y'all let us do? Back in September, we got it rolling. Y'all jumped up. You said, hey, this guy's got it figured out. We're going to jump in. And we did too. And now we're seeing people able to grow their business a lot faster and accelerate. And that's why we're seeing properties bought on the East Coast that we never saw before.
Yeah.
Like you never heard somebody say, hey, I shop New Hampshire and Maine. You just didn't hear it. Virginia was very rare that you saw somebody in. And now we're both talking about, hey, it's hot on the East Coast.
Yep.
I mean, I've got our list and our monitor here and half the counties that we funded in, I've mm-hmm. never heard of.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Mail or ever considered yeah. sending mail.
Yep. And how much mail have you sent in, you know, in your career? Yeah. And you haven't okay. mailed those counties. That's what I'm trying to point. There's what 3,200 counties in the country. And I have about 300, I think, are ideal counties. And that's 10% of it. You still have 90% of those counties that you could, it still works in. It's just going to be a higher price. So
we've been doing this since the 90s. And if I had to guess, I bet we've mailed 25 counties. I bet it's closer to 15.
Wow.
So
wow.
maybe, I don't know. I've identified a lot more than that, but there's only so many deals you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We start to get 50 or 80 inbound phone calls a day. Mm-hmm. And 50% of those are really good potential deals.
Yeah.
You know, there's a point where you're like, what?
Yeah.
You know, maybe just, that question that we always get, like, am I too late to the party?
Yeah. Just yeah. No, you're okay. You're okay.
Yeah.
You got time. Yeah. And we hear that question quite a bit as newer people start to dip their toe in a different Facebook groups and they buy this piece of material for, you know, $500 and they're going to learn how to flip land and then they're lost. So it's yeah. like, okay, hey, you know, invest in yourself a little bit. If you don't have the money right now, save it up a little bit and go from there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we just launched House Academy too, soft launch just for Land Academy members only. And I think we're going to launch it in June, the mm-hmm. whole thing to the public.
Wow.
And the response was just unbelievable.
Yeah. I see I'm on a bunch of little forums and I've seen it pop up. Hey, have y'all gotten House Academy yet? I just bought it. And so that's definitely neat to see. Yeah. I'm glad to see that because as we originally talked, we had done some wholesaling and using the same type the blind offer method. And so I know we've had some history with that together. So, I mean, I think it's going to be neat to see some people get involved in that.
So let me ask you this. My theory is that people who invest in houses, mm-hmm. Wholesaling houses, mm-hmm. have a completely different personality and a completely different goal mm-hmm. than I think land type people do. Like I see land as more of in a positive way, kind of a cult. Like we just, you know, mm-hmm. you can't explain buying a 40-acre property for 10 grand in Colorado to somebody who's a house person.
Nope.
But you can explain buying a house for 300 grand, selling it for 350 really sure. quickly in the same condition to a land person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do you think about that, Justin?
No, you're exactly right. Like the guys that I've dealt with in houses and land and multifamily, I'll tack that in there too. The multifamily guys that are syndication guys are like, hey man, I got 25 grand. What can that do for me in land? And I'm like, well, there's some systems in place you need to get before you can do anything. But the house guys, they seem to be a little bit more aggressive. The wholesalers, not the flippers, they seem to be a little more aggressive on trying to get that contract sold because they're like, they work in like a 2-day, 3-day window. They're like, hey, I got it today. I got to have it gone tomorrow. And they're trying to push a little bit harder. So it seems I'm a little bit more pushier of a person. But at the same time, they build relationships to the long term and they know the people to call. And so they move to those people. And we talk about a buyer's list real heavy on household selling as to where land, Like, you're exactly right. Try to tell my, I tell one of my house buyers about buying land selling. He's like, I don't understand it. Like, I don't get dirt. Like, I don't, he goes, I understand it. He's a commercial developer too. He's like, I understand the square footage of it and what it's worth. He goes, but you just buy these junk ranches out in the middle of nowhere and you turn around and sell them for more. I'm like, yeah.
That's exactly the terminology they use. Mm-hmm. Junk land in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Which cracks me up.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I'm like, you're exactly right.
And I'm not knocking it because we just launched House Academy and you know, we do house deals every month.
Mm-hmm. But
the term junk real estate just doesn't click.
There's some
value for it.
Yeah. My kids, after going, watching this transition from railroad to this, I mean, we're 2.5 years, 3 years full time now. As we drive down the road, they're like, hey, daddy, is that somebody's property? Yes. Everything is somebody's property. And he's like, should we buy it? And I'm like, well, we could. And he's like, okay, if we can hunt or camp on it, I want it. And I'm like, well, we're in the middle of the city, but it's somebody's property. If you want to try to buy it, we can try to buy it. So their mind is already seeing that everything has some value. It's there. It's got some value someplace. Our whole goal is to buy it for less and sell it for more. It's simple.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Can you imagine getting that message from your parents when you're like four? It's the greatest thing ever, man.
Yeah. I just sent out a huge mailer for Jackson. It's my son. He's 5.5, about to be 6. And so I just sent a big mailer out for him. This is going to be his mailer. And he said, I want to buy land I can hunt, I can hike, and I can camp on. And that's going to be our sales message with it is, hi, I'm Jackson. I'm selling this land for my college fund. You can hunt, you can hike, and you can camp on it. And that's it. And we're going to see how it does. So
I love it.
And it was like an 800-piece mailer. And we'll see how it works out. I think it's going to work out pretty good for him.
Is he going to answer the phone himself, I hope?
No. He has to spend an hour with me in the office a day just learning how to look at it. And so I'll let him look at it on the map.
Bring daddy an iced tea and a...
Yeah. Yeah. I just think it's something that you said, imagine getting the message about wealth and money management from our parents.
Yeah.
Other than go get you a good job, work 60 hours a week, work for 40 years, get your pension and your 401k. The times have changed. It's not there for us anymore.
Isn't that funny? I'm the one of the few people who had a little bit different. My dad always said, you know, A, you can do anything you want. And B, mm-hmm. he said, I personally wanted a job that mm-hmm. I worked very little and made a whole lot of money. Which was led him to the airline.
Well, you pilot succeed. Career, right? You succeeded in that.
And that has been my whole career. Very little, make a lot.
Yeah.
That worked.
Yeah.
I was circling back around to the House Academy, what you guys were talking about. And I've always been ready for this. And I know that House Academy is a whole different crowd mm-hmm. than Land Academy. The questions are different. I'm already seeing it. I can't wait till we, like right now it's just Land Academy member, mm-hmm. which is great because I'm just getting their feedback and stuff, you know, make sure everything flows well and all that before we launch it. But I know that it's going to be a whole different group, a whole different mindset. I'm so excited. And I'll tell you guys right now, it is on June 11th is our 1,000th show.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
So 1,000. And then the day after, June 12th, that is when we're opening up House Academy to the public.
You got
nice.
I do.
Nice. Nice. I love it. We're coming up on episode 100. That's, we've got a big announcement plan for that. So we're coming up on that. So it's coming. It's pretty cool. I love the 1,000.
You're moving to the Caribbean?
No. I found a house in Nicaragua for $950 a month and you could rent it monthly at a time. It's at a surf camp. And I was like, oh, this would be perfect. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got US mail. And Jessica was like, I don't know. We've got all this stuff planned with camps and stuff. And I'm like, damn kids. They get in our way sometimes.
Well, my parental advice to you is do that stuff now because once they just even, they're going to be in separate schools and separate schedules and,
finals,
all that stuff now.
Yeah, do it now.
Yeah.
If they miss a day of school, it's not going to mess up their SATs. That's always been my thing.
Yeah. Do the SATs really matter now, though? I mean, in the land business, does it really?
I know.
No.
We need to listen to the market and react and keep doing what we know works. And that's put more mail into boxes, keep money against it, buy for less and sell for more. That's been going on since the archaic days of, you know, the history of everything, you know, since gold was became
keep trade. Up with technology. So how you're doing that
is
always cutting edge.
Yep.
No. So, you know, if it's not RealQuest, it's Data Tree. If it's not Data Tree, it's whatever's going to come out next. You know, so Black Knight. Black Knight is, I think, of the three, the cutting edge place for staying in front of all of that. So I'm waiting to see what product they have next.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. And you mentioned your business still evolving every day and getting better. You've been doing it long enough to know what needs to take place on the core side, but your business evolves because the technology is changing. The tools are getting better. And so our business can get bigger, easier, faster, and cheaper. And so that's what we all want as a business owner.
Exactly.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. It's probably way more than that with Justin. Join us for next time for an episode called Why Land is a Good Place to Start Your REI Career.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Justin, great to talk to you as always.
Man, it's great to talk to y'all. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jill, close us out.
Wherever you're listening or wherever you're watching, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.